Don't touch that mouse. You are listening to Meet the Elite Podcast, where we bring business professionals together to promote their businesses and products to the world. Keep it right here.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Phil, and my next guest here is Jim Stern, and he's the owner of his company, Jim Stern Coaching. He's from West Concord, Massachusetts. How are you doing today, Jim?
I'm doing great, Phil. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, Jim, can you tell us all a little bit more about yourself and what services you provide?
Sure, Phil. I'd be happy to. Let me tell you a little bit about my story. So I am a certified life coach, and I previously had worked in education, media, and business for over 30 years, and I was finally aged out of corporate America. So I was thinking, gee, like, what do I do with this next stage of my life? And interestingly, Uber and Lyft had just come into town, and I'd love to drive. So I thought I'd give it a go, knowing I'd figure out my next move in the process. So long story short, I noticed that many of my passengers were opening up to me about their lives and wanted feedback. I thought, hey, I think I'm life coaching, and I loved it. So I decided to offer mobile life coaching as a volunteer service and help passengers along the way to their destinations. And so now, several years later, actually about seven, I am now a certified life coach, and I launched my practice, Jim Stern Coaching, earlier this year. And so, Phil, I'm often asked, what is life coaching? Life coaching, in its most simple terms, is helping you find your way, meeting you where you are and guiding you forward to achieving or resolving what you want to accomplish or work through. Phil, some of the areas I work in include resolving issues, achieving goals, overcoming challenges, and honestly, everything in between. And if you're interested in life coaching, I would tell potential clients that you would be a great candidate for life coaching if you are going through a change and you need help navigating that change. You feel ready to, you know, make a positive change in your life. You want to dissolve issues or thoughts that might be holding you back, or you're looking to just take more control over your life. I would also tell you that the focus of my practice is really in two areas. I would say student coaching at the college level and employee coaching. But most of my work, Phil, is in one-to-one personal coaching, which basically covers everyone, students, workers, people from 18 to through millennial.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it. All right. And so basically you said that you started driving for Uber or Lyft, and then you felt like you were really good at this, so you pursued it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Sometimes it actually fits in with life coaching, but for me, I just was following my North Star, which is really, really trying to find my true purpose in life after going through, working in education, media, and business for all those years.
Gotcha. Okay.
And you know, I started coaching pro bono. This is going back in 2015, so 7 years I've been doing this. And then it was in 2022 that I completed my certification and launched my practice.
Okay. So, this is a pretty recent endeavor, and I'm glad you were able to pursue something like this.
Yeah, just to give you an example, clients can talk to you about everything. Just to give an example of kind of issues that people bring to the table, you know, I work with a lot of college kids, and in one particular case, four college kids came to me, and they were worried about a toxic supervisor they had and needed help in how to, you know, work with that person. I had a pregnant, married businesswoman that wanted dating advice. And I had a doctor doing a fellowship at an Ivy League university, and she had imposter syndrome, which, for some of you who don't know what that is, it's really not having the confidence in yourself or feeling that you're not deserving of something that's come your way. So life coaching covers a lot of things, and it's much more short-term than going to a therapist.
All right, I gotcha. And, Jim, unfortunately, we're just about out of time, but what's the best way we could reach out to you and contact you for your services?
I would say just going to my website, jimsterncoaching.com, so it's just J-I-M-S-T-E-R-N, coaching.com. And there's a contact page, and then it gives you all my background and the areas that I work in, and as well as my blog is located there, too.
All right, got it. Well, Jim, thank you again so much for joining me on the show today.
Oh, I appreciate it, Phil. Have a great day.
And you do the same. Take care. To the rest of our listeners, stay right there. We'll be right back after this break.